If you may turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 18 to 21. This is the word of God.
Verse 18.
If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and though they discipline him, will not listen to them, then his father and his mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his city at the gate of the place where he lives, and they shall say to the elders of his city, "This our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard." Then all the men of the city shall stone him to death with stones. So you shall purge the evil from your midst, and all Israel shall hear and fear.
王耿悖逆的儿子不听从父母的话，他们虽长治他，他仍不听从。父母就要抓住他，将他带到本地的城门，本城的长老那里，对长老说：“我们这孩子，王耿悖逆，不听从我们的话，是贪食好酒的人。本城的众人就要用石头将他打死。”这样，
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that even as we listen to your words now, we pray that you will speak to us and convict our hearts.
现在天父，在我们读你话语的时候，主啊，请你和我们说话，让我们在我们心中做工。
And help us to understand your living word. And we pray and commit all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question. Can you imagine a nation without laws and regulations? It will be total chaos because everyone is going to do what he thinks is right. Now you see, in this passage, one of the characteristics we know about God is that he is just and he does not take sin lightly. In any case, now we see that he sees everything we do. And all sins must be punished. He knows what corrupted man is capable of doing. Because of their sinful nature. And therefore he laid out laws and instructions for us to follow. So that we may live the life that God intends for us. You know, the law of God, the Ten Commandments,
你知道, 神的律法, 就是那个十诫,
was given to Israel
是给以色列人的,
after God had saved them from Egypt.
是神带领他们, 从埃及出来以后给他们,
you know, God not only gave them the Ten Commandments, but he gave them a lot of different laws.
你知道,
laws that would help them to live in a community. Because after God saved them from Egypt,
神把他们从埃及拯救出来。
Israel will be brought into a new land.
以色列人就会到一个应许之地。
And they will eventually become a nation.
慢慢的，他们就会成立一个国家。
So, like I said, you know, can you imagine a nation without laws?
那么这样的话，你能不能想象一个国家如果没有法律的话？
So God gave them all the laws and regulations so that they may know how to live as a nation.
神就赐下律法给他们，他们就知道怎么样在一个国度，在一个社区怎么样生活。
A nation under God as their king.
国度神为君王。
So as we consider this passage in Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 18 to 21.
那现在呢，再让我们想一想这个《申命记》的二十章十八节到二十一节。
We're given a specific law and instructions on what to do if there is a rebellious son.
如果我们有一个悖逆的儿子，那么我们应该怎么做？神给我们一个特殊的律法。
It describes what constitutes a rebellious son, and then what happens to the rebellious son.
那么这里呢，就描述什么还是个悖逆的儿子，然后呢，如果有悖逆的儿子，应该怎么做？
You see, many of us who read this passage will often think that this is quite a difficult story to digest.
如果你像很多人在座的第一次读到这一段经文的话，可能还是很难接受，很难懂。
We think that this is such a strict punishment. Now, the reason why we think like this is because sometimes we do not fully understand the severity of sin. You see, sin is an enemy to God. And it grieves him every time someone is caught in sin.
每个人犯罪的时候，神都伤心。
But because he is holy and just,
但因为他是圣的，他是公义的，
he must punish.
他必须要惩戒这个罪。
You see, so as we come into this passage, let us talk about the description of this rebellious son first.
那么现在到这段经文，那么什么样才是一个悖逆的儿子呢？
What constitutes a rebellious son?Verse 18 says that if a man has a stubborn and a rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and though they discipline him, will not listen to them.
人若有顽梗悖逆的儿子，不听从父母的话，他们虽整治他，他仍不听从。
See, there are two offenses mentioned here.
这里好像有两个罪啊。
Stubborn and rebellious as one,
顽梗悖逆是一
and not listening to his parents,
不听从父母是二
See, these offenses are somewhat related to each other because stubbornness in some ways, it's unwillingness to listen to others.
这两个罪当然是有相互关联的。如果你顽梗，你就说明你不是愿意，不愿意听别人的话，对吧？
See, all of us were once children, and some are still children.
那么我们在座的所有人曾经都是过儿子、孩子。那么现在有的孩子还在这里面做。
You see, when you think about it, whenever you remain stubborn about your own ways.
那么你想想看，每一次你顽梗的时候
，and you're unwilling to obey the authority of your parents.
你不愿意顺服你父母的权利。
You are basically openly challenging their position as parents.
你就对他们的权利不认可。
So, as parents of this rebellious son,
那么这个悖逆的孩子，他父母该怎么办呢？
They are obligated to take the necessary action to correct the son.
他们必须要做一些事来劝诫这个孩子。
As parents of our son,
那么我们如果是为人父母，
we all know what we need to do in order to discipline them or to guide them so that they may not get into trouble, right?
我们知道我们应该好
In this case, it is no difference. We read that the parents discipline their son. And this word discipline suggests something more severe than just rebuking with words. It will not be surprising that in the time of Israel, whipping is a common practice of discipline. Obviously, in today's world, this is something that may cause a controversy among people. But you see, Proverbs 23, verses 13 to 14, reminds us that one should not withhold discipline from the child. And it says, beat him with a rod, and you will save him from the grave. In another common expression, you spare the rod, you spoil the child.
那么英文里面还有另外一句话, 就是你, 我想翻译过来, 棍棒下面出孝, 可能更好一点。
But of course, you know, as parents, in terms of beating your child or whipping your child or disciplining your child, obviously there has to be some sort of degree of common sense in what you do.
当然我们做父母的，如果我们真的要想打孩子的话呢，我们一定要有一些，就是说比较好的想法在里面。
So, you see, one would think that after such a discipline on this rebellious son,
那也许你想，既然他们父母已经鞭打了这个孩子，
you would think that the son would repent from his rebellious nature.
那么你在想，这个儿子可能就悔改了。
But instead, he remains adamant and stubborn in his own ways.
但是呢,他仍不悔改,
you see, in such a situation where he no longer desired to repent or even had any desire to respect his parents,
那么在这个情况下,他不愿意悔改,
there appears to be no hope for him.
那么他就没有希望。
There appears to be no hope that this son would ever change his ways. You see, God gave us the fifth commandment to remind us to honor our parents, to honor our father and mother. And this includes obeying and respecting their authorities. But what this rebellious son did was a blatant rejection of them. Because he persisted in his sin. Perhaps more importantly, his actions, his rebellious actions, also led to the rejection of God's ultimate authority. You see, every time you sin, whether you break the fifth commandment or you break the sixth commandment, thou shalt not murder, While directly you are challenging your parents in the fifth commandment, and you are breaking, as when you break the sixth commandment, thou shalt not murder, you are actually offending the party that you are murdering.
Uh, 人家的那个生命, 人家的权利给破坏。
while you are directly offending this people, yet ultimately you are offending God.
直接的你是向这些人犯罪，但是更重要的你向神犯罪。
Because God had given this authority and this power to your parents.
因为神给了这个权利，这个力量给你父母。
And so, if think about this, if you break the fifth commandment, you're not just disobeying your parents, but you're disobeying God in the first place.
你应该这么想，你如果犯了违反第五诫命的事，你不光是背逆了你的父母，你是犯向神犯罪。
So this is the description of the rebellious son.
那么这个就是一个悖逆之子的描述。
Then we come into the consequences of what happens to this rebellious son.
那么对这个悖逆之子应该做什么事呢？
Since the rebellious son no longer desires to honor his parents and seek to do as he pleases,
因为这个悖逆之子他不再孝敬，不再尊重他的父母，他只想做自己所喜欢的事。
The responsibility would then fall upon the parents to bring their son to bring their son to the authority of the community.
那么这个父母就有责任把这个孩子带到这个社区这个公众有权利的人面前。
Verse 19 tells us, then his father and his mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his city at the gate of the place where he lives.
那么第19节就这么说， 父母就要抓住他，将他带到本地的城门，本地的长老那里。
Now who are these elders?
那么这个长老是谁呢？
The elders are those whom were carefully appointed to handle matters of the civil court, as mandated in Deuteronomy 16:18.
那么在申命记里面16章有这个描述，全设立了这些长老们，他们就作为审判官。 作为长官来审命案件事件。
You see, as Israel is becoming a community and soon becoming a nation,
那么以色列变成一个很大的社区，也就是一个国家的时候，
they have to appoint elders as their civil judges and authorities.
那么他们必须有设立一些长老，让这些长老呢，在他们这个民事的法庭可以起作用。
So you see, what was supposed to be a household matter somehow has been elevated to a magisterial matter.
好像本来是一个家庭的事，现在呢就提升到了一个这个公共社区的事。
Because the parents no longer could control their own son, and thereby taking the matter to a higher authority.
因为这对父母，他不能够继续控制他们的儿子，他们必须。 把这件事带到了更高的一个权力前面前。Now,
one would think today that it is inhumane for the parents to charge his son or to sue his son because of such a trivial matter.
今天有些人可能会想，哎呀，好像很不人道啊，这个父母这么小的一件事就到了这么大的前面。
But we need to ask this question instead.
那么我们就要问这个问题了。
Does breaking the fifth commandment of God a trivial matter?
那么违背了第五诫命还是一件小事吗？
Just as any parents would grieve over the punishment of their son,
我想任何一个父母在惩戒他们的孩子的时候都是很痛心的。
God too grieves when he punishes his sons and daughters over their sins.
神一样，他很痛心，他。
Why? Because he loves his sons and daughters. Because that's one of his attributes. But he said the other attribute of his is also that he's judge and he's fair. If you don't punish one who is guilty, is that fair?
如果一个人有罪了，你不惩罚他，那公平吗？
You think about our justice system today in this country.
如果你想我们想想我们现在这个国家的这个法律法系统。
If everyone who is guilty and is charged in court,
如果每一个人在法庭前面都认为有罪的话。
But instead of the judge pronouncing him as guilty, the judge would say, "You are innocent. Go live as you are."
那么，如果有人在法庭里啊有罪，但是呢，这个法官说呢，啊你没罪了，你就想怎么过怎么过吧。
Is that fair?
你认为这是公平吗？
You see, before any punishment is affirmed,
那么如果我们要做任何惩罚之前。
The rebellious son will go through a trial to determine his outcome.
那么，这个悖逆之子会在法庭前面啊，然后呢是法庭才决定将来要做什么。
Now, verse 20 tells us that the parents stated his crime. Okay.
那么，第二十节呢是他父母讲这个孩子犯了什么罪。
The parents says to the elders.This our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. And then he is a glutton and a drunkard.
父母对长老说，我们这儿子顽梗悖逆，不听从我们的话，是贪食好酒的人。
Bear in mind that being glutton and drunkard does not specify the crime, but indicated this is the lifestyle that resulted from disobedience to the parental authority.
大家请注意，这个贪食好酒本身不是这种特殊的这个罪的这个罪的描述，但是呢，这个人他过着这样的生活，这是我们要关注的。
So we are being given a clearer picture now that this son had problems with eating and drinking disorder.
那这个呢，我们就清楚了一些，就是这个儿子呢，还贪食，还好吃，还贪酒。
And his parents disciplined him and talked to him and rebuking him and basically did everything that they could to help to make him change his lifestyle.
那么他父母呢，肯定是劝诫呀、惩罚呀，讲了很多的话，想让他生活改变。
Now his parents wanted him to change from the unhealthy lifestyle because it was not appropriate as a member of the covenant community of God.
那么他这个生活方式确实和以色列是神的选民，这个是格格不入的。他父母是在劝诫，在惩罚他。
But his son will not listen.
那么但是他的孩子不听他的话。
He will not listen in any circumstances.See, what makes him guilty is not his lifestyle, but his disobedience because it does not honor his parents. Now, what happens to this guilty, rebellious son? Says that when the parents had delivered their son and given their evidence, the elder. Okay, go ahead.
这里讲啊，父母把这个孩子带到长老面前，然后讲了他的罪。
The elders then had to determine if the son is guilty as charged.
那么当时的长老应该就在当时的长老说他是有罪的。
Considering that this son has been given ample opportunity to repent and to change.
这个孩子在以前是有很多机会可以改过，可以改正的。
Yet he remains stubborn.
但是他没有改，他还是顽梗。
The elders have no choice but to pronounce the verdict.
那么这些长老也没有别的选择，只能说你有罪。
So you're guilty.
你有罪。
Verse 21 shows a very vivid picture of the punishment of this rebellious son.
那么二十一节就是对这个悖逆的孩子应该怎么做，所以就让人很难过。
It says that then all the men of the city shall stone him to death with stones.
二十一节说， 反常的众人就要用石头将他打死。
All of you who are parents, can you imagine the emotions of what the parents are going through at this point in time?
我们这里很多都是做父母的，如果你是这个孩子的父母，那你心里会怎么想？
The emotions that seeing their own son being stoned to death by people.
那他们的感受，他们看着他们自己的孩子被众人打死，用石头打死。
You know, even though they are the ones who brought his son, their own son to be trialed.
尽管是他们把他们的儿子带到了法庭前面。
Yet there is no denying that all parents are grieved whenever their sons and daughters are punished.
我们不能不说，任何一个父母，当他们的孩子被惩罚惩戒的时候，我们都是很痛心的。
This is a reminder to all children today that whenever your parents punish you,
这也是给孩子们讲，当你父母对你进行惩戒惩罚的时候
，you suffer the physical pain.
或许你肉体上有痛苦。
But they suffered emotional pain.
但他们的心里是很难过
的。See, the execution of stoning is a common form of capital punishment during the time of Israel for severe cases.
他们在这里用石头将那个人打死，在那个时候倒是常见的。如果一个人犯了死罪的话，一般都是死。
What are the cases of this form of capital punishment?
那么。别的案例像这样要用石头打死又是什么样的呢
？Blasphemy against God，
啊，亵渎神
；Sabbath violation，
啊，不守安息日
；The practice of spiritism，
弄鬼
；And child sacrifice，
啊，让你的孩子惊呼。
Perhaps you may ask， how is it then that the sin of the rebellious son warrants such a severe punishment？
或许你就问了。那么这个悖逆儿子的罪为什么有这么严重的惩罚呢
The answer lies in the second part of verse 21.
那么回答呢实际上是在二十一节的后半段。
Says, so you shall purge the evil from your midst, and all Israel shall hear and fear.
这样就把那恶从你们中间除掉，以色列众人都要听见害怕。
See, the severity of this punishment was justified because of the severity of the crime itself.
知道，就是严厉的惩罚，因为这个罪是很严重的。
Because, although the crime at first took place within the family,
因为也许你觉得这个罪实际上一开始仅仅是在家庭里哈。
Yet it has spread to the whole community of God.
但是它已经。在整个神的社区里都有影响。
It says that evil has affected the community.
这个罪已经进入了这个社区。
And therefore, it shall be purged through the death of the son.
就要把这个恶从这个以色列人中间除掉。我们把这个悖逆的儿子打死，我们把这个恶除掉。
So that all Israel shall hear and fear God.
那么。以色列人听见神就听就害怕。
You see, the severity of this punishment should prove to be an example because God does not tolerate any insubordination towards parents.
那么，这个这么严厉的惩罚应该让我们想到，因为神不会允许任何人不尊重、不孝顺。
And he will not allow others to be influenced by it too.
他也不会让别人受到影响。
You think about this. Sin is like a fire, for it burns and consumes everything in front of it.
罪就像一个火，在他前面，任何人都站得住，都会被他烧灭。
It must be put out before it spreads.
我们必须把这个火扑灭它还没有散发之前，就要扑灭。
Or sin is like a cancer in your body.
那么这个罪呢就像你人身体里的癌症一样。
It must be operated to stop it from spreading to the rest of your bodies.
那我们必须医治必须用刀给它切除在这还没有散发到你其他的体位体内其他的地方。
So you see the sin of this rebellious son It not only causes him the problem, but it also became an influence to other people because what he did.
那么这个悖逆之子的罪不仅仅是他自己的罪，他也影响了其他的人。
It's now becoming an example to other children to follow.
那么别的孩子就可能用这个作为例子，也许就跟着他走。
Sin must be destroyed, just as Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 30.
罪必须除掉，就像耶稣在马太福音5章30节这么说。
It says, and if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better for you to lose one of your members than your whole body to go into hell.
马太福音5章30节是这么说的：若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身下入地狱。See
what the example here is basically that sin has to be taken care of.
那么这个意思就是说，我们必须正面对待这个罪。
See, the story of this rebellious son is a great example of God's justice towards sin. It reminds us that God is very serious with sin, even if we think that it may not be a big sin. It teaches us that one who is guilty of sin must be punished so that his sin may not influence others.
他教导我们，如果有人有罪了，就必须拯救，这样罪他不可能上到别的人身上。
You see, the law of God has been very clear from the beginning. If we obey Him, He will bless us. But if we disobey Him, we will be punished.
神的律法在一开始都是很清楚的。如果我们顺服，我们就蒙福；如果我们不顺服，我们就被惩罚。But
if you have read the Bible long enough.
如果你读圣经读的时候很长的话,
you will soon realize that none of us are fully capable of doing that consistently.
那你就会知道我们要顺服神的话，我们每个人不可能一直都顺服神，很难的。
And this is bad news, bad news for us.
那么对我们来说这是很不好的消息。
Do you realize who this rebellious son is in this story?
那么现在你是不是意识到
It points to all of us here. We are not very different from this son. Because we are all often stubborn and rebellious and seek to do what we want. We refuse to listen to God and challenge His authority in our lives. You know, here we say that we obey God. The next thing we do is we openly reject Him. We openly disobey His commandments. Our punishment should be death, just like this rebellious son. However, unlike this rebellious son, we do not suffer the same fate, not because God no longer wants to punish sin. Or as some who commonly believe that God is love, therefore He will never punish us. But the reason we are not punished is because someone took a place. You see, in the future, in much, much further in the future,
你看到未来, 很远, 很远的未来,
there is an obedient son who took the place. Of all the rebellious sons and daughters. An obedient son in Jesus Christ took over all the rebellious so that he might be punished for our sins. You know, though he was sent by the Father, but he willingly died for us all, according to John 10, verse
17.
Now, this is the ultimate good news. Because of what Jesus did, if we repent and seek Jesus, there is forgiveness for us. But if we reject Him, God will reject us. In the time of Israel, forgiveness from God can only be achieved through the sacrifice of animals. But today, forgiveness comes from the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who died for our past, present, and future sins. See, we are all rebellious. But Jesus is obedient. Do not think that you no longer suffer punishment today because God is soft and God has no care about sins anymore. The reason why we are no longer suffering the same punishment is because the obedient Son took our place. So look to this obedient Son. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die for us. Because we were all rebellious. We were all stubborn. We were all unwilling to listen to your voice consistently. There are times where we feel like listening, we listen. But there are times when we don't want to listen, we just don't listen. So Lord, we are indeed thankful because of Jesus. Because of what Jesus did, that we were spared of the punishment. We pray that, Lord, as a result of this, that we may look to Jesus as our Savior and as our guide. We pray that this story will remind us of how sinful we are. How holy God is, but how great Jesus is. So we commit all this in Jesus' name. Amen.